When Everything Goes Wrong, 8 Secrets to Happiness.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Oh, yes. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. It's so nice to be with you today, High Flyers, and I'm excited to share with you 8 secrets to happiness that I have discovered in my own personal journey. And I will say this to you, when I've ignored these secrets or these rules, so to speak, well, it hasn't worked out so well. So write them down, memorize them, and next time you find that everything seems to be going wrong, notice that you're probably breaking several of these rules or secrets, okay? Here we go. Let's get started right away. The past is not repeating itself. Repeat that. The past is not repeating itself. And a lot of times what happens is we get into a situation and we say, oh my gosh, I remember when this happened to me. It's happening again. But here's what's happening. The past is not repeating itself. You are repeating your fears. And when you repeat your fears, you begin to attract that which you don't want. Fear is a huge magnetic attractor of what we don't want. So, next time you see something that looks familiar or you think, ah, the past is repeating itself, ask yourself, what am I really fearing right now? And then work through that fear. Clear that fear. Take a deep breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. When you can clear that fear, then you realize there may be some similarities between the past and the present, but it's not repeating itself. You have the power to choose a different direction, to choose a different outcome. Number two, you have the power to change. If you keep effing up over and over and over again, you need to stop, slow down, and say, why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep making the same mistake over and over and over again? What am I gaining out of this? How does this empower me? And if it doesn't empower you, then stop doing it and start doing something else. Say, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm now doing this. And focus on something, an action, a thought, a belief, or a combination of all of them that is empowering. Stop doing the same old things. You have the power to change. Number three on the list, win the day. We did a little talk on this on Instagram. Sometimes that elephant is just too big. I mean, it's huge. And to think about eating that entire elephant is overwhelming. It's just overwhelming. So think about one bite. If you can win the day, if you can be so organized, so focused, so driven, so motivated that you win today, you're likely going to win tomorrow. And you'll win the next day. And those victories become habits. Vince Lombardi said that winning is a habit. And unfortunately, so is losing. So if you find that you're in a, I don't know, you're in conflict and you're overwhelmed by everything, you don't know where to begin or what to do, chunk it off into small bite-sized bits, one day at a time. What can I do today so that when I lay my head on the pillow tonight, I have won the day. What actions can I take? How can I leverage this day so that it empowers tomorrow, so that tomorrow empowers the week, so that the week empowers the month? Focus one day at a time. Number four, getting discouraged is okay.
Did Robert just say that? Yes, I said that.
Yes, I said that. Getting discouraged is okay. I mean, high flyers, I understand that you take on some big challenges in life. And every now and then, it's pretty normal for people to get discouraged. I think we would be like robots if we didn't get discouraged. But staying discouraged is not an option. You get discouraged, you examine it, you get back to your goals. You see, when you're flying against the wind, and the wind is pushing you back, and you're flying with all your might and power in the direction of your dreams and goals, the only thing that keeps you going is focusing on the end result, focusing on your goals. You can get discouraged for a moment or two, but you can't stay there. That's not allowed. Because once you stay there, then that becomes your habit. That becomes your new set point. And that's what you start vibrating on a continuous basis. And that's what you begin to attract back from the infinite field of potential.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Do you desire more money and financial freedom? Put the unlimited power of the law of attraction to work for you with the astonishing audio program called Money Like Magic, designed to shift your thinking and turn your subconscious mind into an unstoppable money magnet. This program is being used by successful money attractors all over the world. Money Like Magic is created and produced by Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches, Robert and Rachel Zink. You can't get money like magic anywhere else. Nothing compares. Available for instant download at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Stop whatever you are doing and begin filling your pockets with cash. Money like magic available at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
The next on the list is the I's. I call it the three I's. Inspired, incremental, increase. I want you to focus on small bites, yes, but I want each bite to be inspired. So if you're doing something, say you're remodeling your house or you're redecorating it. We'll use that as an example. So start with a kitchen. You're starting with a kitchen. You can start with a bedroom. You can start anywhere. But let's say you're starting with a kitchen. Get inspired about what that kitchen's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, the kind of meals you're going to eat in that kitchen. And then take incremental increases. And pretty soon, that kitchen will become a magnet for positive energy, for positive interaction, for family unity. It'll become a wonderful place. Because you didn't just do it because you had to do it. You did it because you were inspired. And that's the key. Inspired, incremental increase. Will you memorize those three words? Inspired, incremental increase. The three I's. We did a whole podcast on that if you want to look it up. Next on the list, goodbye leads to hello. Goodbye leads to hello. Sometimes you have to say goodbye to old locations. Sometimes you have to say goodbye to old friends. Sometimes you have to say goodbye to old beliefs, old ideas, old fears. But it always leads to hello, to something new, to something bigger, to something better. Do not be afraid to say goodbye to yesterday and hello to today. Well, next is see problems as challenges and challenges as opportunities. Okay, so this is an interesting way of looking at things. A lot of people see problems. They see problems everywhere. Everywhere they turn, there's a problem. But I want you to focus on challenges. This is a challenge. Is it worth taking on this challenge? I have to disagree respectfully with Abraham and Esther Hicks. And I love them dearly, by the way. So, but they say that what you choose to attract needs to come to you without resistance. I think resistance is important. I'm not invoking resistance, but I'm not running from resistance either. Look at, you don't build muscle without resistance. But you also have to have flow. You also have to have ease of energy as well. You have to be able to let it go. So yes, I do agree with them, but I am not fearful of resistance. Sometimes the greatest treasure is at the end of a long, arduous struggle. But you didn't give up. You didn't quit. You didn't stop. You kept soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, and you got there. And of course, number 8 on our list is gratitude. It's impossible for your mind to feel negative, to feel out of sorts, when you're filled with gratitude. Gratitude, you can do it. You can have a gratitude journal. You can do it in the morning, in the evening. But why not be grateful throughout the day? Why not be grateful for everything? I'm grateful for my son. I'm grateful we have a great babysitter watching him. I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for our new studio. And I think about that as the day goes on. I'm not just doing gratitude moments. I am focusing on living a grateful life. And that's the key. Now, I'm going to give you a guarantee. Are you ready? Everybody likes guarantees, right? Okay, here it is. If you will apply these 8 secrets to happiness, when everything, apply them all the time, but really apply them when everything seems to be going wrong. If you'll do that, things will turn around quickly for you. You'll be soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. And you'll be soaring in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, be sure and visit us at our website, Law of Attraction Solutions. Subscribe to us on YouTube and Instagram. Press the bell icon on YouTube because we are doing more live videos. And thank you so much for your support, for sharing this podcast, and for listening. You have a wonderful day because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.